we want to know for the first edition of KB and Marley's Will It Fly?
Bonus Facebook Live. Yes.
We captured this all for Facebook Live and probably possible pending court cases. Marley, from the start, the jump of the show, it was like, you've got to go out in Sundance Square and throw it.
Of course, of course.
And I'm like, there's no way. And then I go out and look, you know, a little bit last hour, and there's light poles everywhere, and then there's the string of lights over the fountain. It's like a lot of obstacles, including the security guards that are hanging out. Okay, but you know what? Why not? Anything for science, and will it float? Let's do it. It's on our Hang Facebook Live to watch or to review in a, you know, a lawyer-type fashion, the tossing. Of the first annual KB and Marley boomerang throw. Here it was.
Oh, man. And they're doing stuff, too. Oh, there's no way we can do this.
I mean, there was a lot of people.
I may be chickening out here. Okay, hey. All right.
Look.
I mean, we're here. I got the boomerang here. There's activities happening. There's a truck here. There's Sundance Square people.
You can throw it towards me.
No, I'm not going to throw this at you. The next thing... This is already going to be an HR issue. I don't want to exacerbate the situation here. All right, I'm going to do it. All right, I'm going to do it real quick here. All right, here we go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Oh, crap.
It sails. I mean, it sails.
I lost it. I actually lost it for a minute. I thought it made a shank over to Haltom's jewelry store.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it made a hook over to Razoo's.
It did. It went slightly
right. Like
actually,
term, shank.
It went. I'm throwing north towards the courthouse out of Sundance Square.
And
it went straight.
It did.
And then I'm like, uh-oh. And
it
then
went,
it started.
It went pretty far.
Then it started to curve.
It did.
It hit the Razoo's sign.
It did. Yeah.
It did not boomerang. It did curve. It was like a wide left field goal. It went a good 30, 40 yards. Are we still on air? I hope we're playing music. Somebody better be watching the show. All right, we're clear. We're clear for the... This is a field trip here. Wow, that sucker flew.
Have you ever been this
fun? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, wait. Hey, there it is.
We found it. It did arrive on the ground.
It did. You know, I think if it had had a little bit more girth.
Yeah. Open space.
Yes.
That it would have come back around.
If it hadn't hit the Razoo's sign, it was on its way back.
Yeah, by next Tuesday, maybe. I mean, it did not curve.
No, it did curve.
I didn't put enough spin on it. I didn't put enough sauce on it.
I wish.
And it hit the top. Oh, my gosh. It hit the top.
I thought it was
going to go straight for one of these historic buildings down here and just go through a window. Mm-hmm. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, it started veering towards the Razoo's neon sign. And I'm like, oh, that's 10 times worse. And it hit the top metal part of the sign right on the top, like bopped it on the top of a head. And then it fell right down to the street below. So nobody was injured. No, let the record stand. There was no monetary loss involved in the boomerang toss.
No, no.
I did tweak my arm a little bit. I'm not going to lie. But we made it.
What?
All right, there it is. Yeah, it's a rotator cuff injury, I'm sure. Probably going to put me on the DL for 2 weeks. Okay, you're all witnesses listening right now.